On Dayamoy, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose appearance day we observed yesterday. So yesterday was this festival called Nityananda Trayodashi. So now today is the Harai Pandit Mahamotsav, the Harai Pandit and Padmavati Devi Mahamotsav. Like after every Gaur Purnima, we have the Jagannath Mishra Mahamotsav, where Jagannath Mishra and Sachidevi, they're giving out so many presents to everyone, and everyone's coming to their house and they're blessing baby Nimai. And similarly, we've seen like we even the day following Advaita Saptami also, after Advaita Acharya's birth, we hear that Kuver Pandit and Naba Devi, they're giving out so many gifts and they're giving out so many presents, and everyone's blessing their boy Kamalaksha. Similarly, we on this day, Harai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, they're in Ekachakra Gram, they're giving out so many gifts. Everyone's coming to see their little Nitai, their Nityananda there. Actually, we hear that Nityananda Prabhu's childhood name was Kuver, if I'm not mistaken. His childhood name is Kuver, actually. They named him as Kuver. Just as Naba Devi and Kuver Pandit, they named Advaita Acharya as Kamalaksha. So similarly, Harai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, they named Nityananda Prabhu as Kuver, actually. That was his childhood name. And then we hear that when he took sannyas, his name became known as Nityananda Swarup. His name was. So we hear that like one day before Nityananda Trayodashi was Varaha Dwadashi. So we heard katha on that day about Varaha Dev. Like we see that when Bhagavan appears with all his incarnations, first he appears as a Jalchar. Jalchar means he appears as one of the. This is aquatic incarnation. It's Matsyadev. He appears as a fish. So this is Jalachar, his aquatic incarnation. And next is Ubhayachar. So Ubhayachar is this Kurmadev. So Kurmadev is the amphibian incarnation. The aquatic incarnation is confined to the water, and the amphibian incarnation, he also largely stays in water, but sometimes he also comes on the land. So that is Kurmadev. And then we hear the next is Sthalachar. So Sthalachar, the Sthalachar roop is Varahadev. He is the terrestrial incarnation. Means he is the incarnation, like although this earth was plunged into water, still he can also walk equally on land and swim in the water. And then there's the half man, half lion incarnation, Narsingadev. And then the dwarf incarnation, that is Vamandev. And then Parasuram, who's a man, but still he's in the forest. And then there's Maryada Purushottam Ramchandra, and then Baladev, and then Buddha, and then Kalki, and then Krishna himself is the source of all these incarnations. So this is evolution in the real sense. Like Srila Sridhar Maharaj, everyone, our Guru Varga, they all say this is evolution. From Sthalchar, from Jalchar to Ubhayachar to Sthalachar, and in this way. So also we hear Varadev, he appears. And what does he do? He takes out all these anarthas. He sniffs them out. No. Even we see that in Gaurlila also, Mahaprabhu, he was also absorbed in the mood of Varaha once. He went to Murari Gupta's house, and then he told Murari, just say, I'm accepting all your offerings. And then Mahaprabhu became absorbed in the mood of Varahadev. And this way he was like jumping all around Murari Gupta's house. So we see that Varahadev, he does this. He sniffs all these anarthas out and he makes the platform ready. Platform ready, the heart ready for what? For the appearance of Nityananda Prabhu. No. So this way we should not neglect even the other incarnations also. Like in yesterday we're hearing the Harikatha that Brahma, he was thinking that there should be one particular incarnation who's a condensed form of mercy, who's a condensed form of compassion. In Guru Ashtakam, we sing, no, this Tanaya Karunya Ghana Ghanatvam. He is the Ghanamurti of this Karunya, of this compassion. So Nityananda Prabhu is like this Ghanamurti of this of combined incarnation of all the avatars of Bhagavan, his plenary portions, his Swayambhu, Vaibhav Prakash, Vaibhav Vilas, any form you can possibly imagine, the sum total of all that compassion is Nityananda Prabhu. No. Like then, and he appeared yesterday. we hear. So I'm glad we see that in Namaram Gurudev speaks on Nityanam Tattva, he says that how when Lakshman became angry. No. In the Ramayana, we see that when Bharat was coming with his army to meet Sri Ramchandra at Chitrakoot, Lakshman became so angry. He said, look at Bharat, he's coming here. How dare he come here? And Dasharath just see how he is. Being controlled by his wife, he sent you over here. And now his son is coming to kill you. I should fight him, he said. And then Ram said, don't do like this, or else you'll regret later, he said. And he calmed Lakshman down. And Lakshman, anyhow, he calmed himself down. Then Bharat, when he fell at the feet of Ram, Lakshman was so ashamed of himself. And then in this way, we say that in the Ramayana also, how Lakshman became angry, even at other times also. Like when Ram told Lakshman to put Sita there in the, perform that ritual of the sacrifice there, where she had to enter into the fire. And then again, Lakshman became angry there. And we see in Balaram also, he became angry so many times also. No. Balaram, we see like how angry he became at Rukmi. Rukmini's elder brother, Rukmi, he killed Rukmi right there. And we see how even when he went to ask, Anirudh had been taken prisoner by Duryodhan because Anirudh had fallen in love with Duryodhan's daughter, Usha. So anyhow, he wanted to marry her, so Duryodhan had kept him there. And then Duryodhan, he spoke very harsh words to Balaram. Saying, now the show wants to go on the throne, something like that. Very bad things, he said. Then immediately Balaram did not say anything. He started pulling all of Hastinapur into the Yamuna there. So this way, anyhow, he was pacified. And we say when Bheem and Duryodhan were fighting, anyhow, Balaram, when he saw that Bheem killed Duryodhan in an unjust way, became angry. So they say Balaram and Lakshman all become angry, but Nityanandapur is never angry. Never. Rather, he performs these operations. Like yesterday we heard in Katha, no? Ramchandrakan, what he did, Nityanand Prabhu, he came and he said, oh, entire village will be destroyed. So one may think, oh, how can he say this? How can he be Param Dayamoye when his entire family was destroyed? No, that is also an operation actually. That is a major operation. Why? Because we don't see what happened later. For all we know, Ramchandrakan may have taken birth in a family of a devotee in his next life, been born as a Vaishnava, that again he can start over again. No, because the Vaishnavas are very merciful. Gurudev used to say that so many disciples of Swami Maharaj, they fell down, they fell away, he said. But he said, those of them who have that conception that my Prabhupada is pure, he said, those still have a chance, he said. Those who became utterly, utterly offensive, he said, even they'll have a chance sometime in their lives, he said. Because Vaishnava never accepts anyone's offenses. So one day or the other, they will have a chance again. So in this way, we only say that he performed a major operation on Ramchandrakan. And Ramchandrakan, anyhow, he was delivered from that sinful body. And we see he also performed a minor operation also. Gurudev mentions this in class. We say that when Shivananda Sen had to arrange some places for Nityananda Prabhu and his devotees who will be visiting Mahaprabhu for the time of Chaturmasya, you know, every 4 months they'd be visiting Mahaprabhu. So Shivananda Sen was a little late in arranging this accommodation. So Nityananda kicked him there on the head. And he said, oh, may all your children die, and may your family be destroyed. He said something like that. And Shivananda Sen's wife was crying so much. Oh, how can he say that? We already have 2 sons and he's saying this. And then we hear that Shivananda Sen's nephew, Srikanta, he was very upset when he heard Nityanandapur say this. So when he went to meet Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu sensed what happened. And he said, oh, what happened? Still he asked. Suddenly he's saying like this, Nityanandapur, that everything will be destroyed. Then Mahaprabhu said, look, whatever Nityananda says is full of like inconceivable auspiciousness. Don't doubt his words. And soon enough, what happened? Nothing happened to his family. And we say that, in fact, a great devotee was born to them. Kavi Kannapur was born to them. No, so Nityanandapur, anything he does is like only full of Nitya, Nityananda, eternal happiness, bliss. So yesterday we heard like how Nityananda Prabhu, Sudarshan Chakra, he was Lord Shiva when Sati had given up a body, he was carrying a body and dancing in like anger and rage, and the entire world was like being destroyed. And then Sudarshan Chakra, he cut Satidevi's body into 51 pieces. So every place where that piece fell, it became known as Tarapit. Like we see when there's a Tarapit here in Mathura also, no? Near Bhuteshwar Mahadev, one piece fell there also. So similarly, one piece fell there also in Eka Chakra Gram. So we know that Halai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, they were from Mithila Desh, Nepal. So then we hear that when they came from Nepal, they came here to Ekachakra Dham. Why? Because he was Sudarshan, he came here and he wanted to be freed of this sin, of cutting Satyadevi's body into so many pieces. So therefore, when they performed this abhishek on Sudarshan, all his sins were washed away. And as these sins were being washed away, all the entire land became very infertile, barren. Why? Because of this sin. No, like we say, nothing grows even now in Kurukshetra. Now also, it's all barren land because of that blood. So then, anyhow, there was only one kunda there, in which the remnants of the water that had bathed Sudarshan Chakra was present. So therefore, Hanai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, they went there. And then they were told that they'll have a very beautiful son. And when he'd be born, the entire land would be fertile again. That the entire place would become like Vaikuntha. So then soon enough, we hear that Nityananda Prabhu was born to them. No. And we heard that Leela yesterday, like about Bankim Rai and everyone. Bankim Rai, Bankarai actually means, Banka means Krishna and Rai means Srimati Radhika. So actually Bankarai is the combined form of Radha and Krishna, which is who? Which is Mahaprabhu himself. So in one way, Mahaprabhu himself had appeared there also, along with Nityananda Prabhu. And we heard that Leela yesterday about Kotasur. Kotasur or Bakasur. Like we hear that when the Pandavas were sent by the Kauravas to this house of wax, you know, and the house of lac, so that they could burn it down. Then, anyhow, they escaped because of Vidura, and then Vyasadeva sent them to Ekachakragram, and he told them to stay there. So then we hear that there was one demon, Bakasur or Kotasur, and then every day they'd be feeding him so much. So now it was the time for the Brahmin who was hosting the Pandavas. His name was... this Brahmin, it was his turn. So then he was thinking, oh, now I have to sacrifice myself for the family. And then the son said, no, I'll go. So then Bhim said, I'll go. Kunti said, let Bhim go. So then anyhow, Bhim, we know what happened. He went and he defeated Bakasur. But then Arjuna was a little scared. So he was thinking, he released one Nagapash, this weapon, this snake weapon. And then he told the snake that, kill this demon, or else he might be, or he might have, he's trying to kill my elder brother. But then by that time, Bhim had already killed Bakasur. So then when this Nagapash was returning to Arjuna, and he said, now what should I do? You've released me already. Then Arjuna said, okay, stay here in this one place and don't disturb anyone. Whichever animal comes here, you can eat that animal. So then this way, no villager would go there. So once Nityananda was going there, and then everyone told him, don't go there, they said. There's a very dangerous snake there. And then Nityananda went and he saw that snake. And he said, who are you? And the snake related all its history. So then what Nityananda do? He took one earring and he told the snake to go inside one hole. And he covered that place with this earring. And that earring, that it grew so much in size, it became like a big stone. Therefore, the place is called Kundali Tala, even now in Ekachakrakram. And the place of the Pandava still is called Pandav Tala there, in this place. So I saw many pastimes related to Bankim Rai also. It is said that Bankim Rai, along with Nityananda Prabhu and all the villagers, they were plucking out weeds for in Harai Pandit's land. And then once all the villagers, they wanted to take some break, so they all went inside the house. And then Bankim Rai, he himself performed the work of 40 people, and he plucked out all the weeds. And when he plucked out all the weeds, and then he threw them and made a big mound, made a big heap of all these weeds, and everyone was thinking, who did all this? Then someone said, oh, Bankim Rai did this. And then they all went looking for him, but they couldn't find him anywhere. And then everyone was weeping so much for him. That where is Bankim Rai? Where is Bankim Rai? So then he said, anyhow, I'll appear as Daru Brahma. And then you can establish me as a deity. So to this day, he's there present in that form as Daru Brahma in Ekachakragram. And it's that deity in which Nityananda Prabhu, he disappeared. He entered into that deity there, no? Into the deity there. So you see, we heard also yesterday, like how there was this one sannyasi. He came and he told Arai Pandit, saying that, oh, can you promise to give me whatever I ask you for? Harai Pandit was very scared. What is he asking? Then he said, oh, give me your son. So then Harai Pandit thought, oh, just as Vishwamitra came and asked for Rama and Lakshman from Maharaj Dasharath, now the same thing has happened to me. So then we hear that he was asked to give his son. So the Vaishnavas, they mentioned one nice fact yesterday. They said it was actually Narad Rishi himself who inspired this sannyasi to come and take Nityananda Prabhu away. Because now Nityananda was only there in Ekachakra. No, he was giving so much happiness to all the people there, performing all his pastimes, but now he had to give his mercy everywhere. So therefore, on the inspiration of Naradrishi himself, this sannyasi came, and he took Nityananda Prabhu away. So that sannyasi was like Lakshmipati Tirtha himself. And then he took Nityan Prabhu away. And we see that Nityan Prabhu also, when he was in Ekachakra, he performed all his leelas with his boys, like Ram Leela, Krishna Leela. And these are not just dramas. No, we must not think they were just some dramas. Rather, like when Nityan Prabhu was playing the part of Lakshman, that he, Lakshman himself manifested within him. He's the root of all avatars also, no? He manifested within him. Like we see in during the Ras Leela, when the gopis, in separation from Krishna, they started reenacting all the pastimes of Krishna. Like one gopi pretended she was lifting Giriraj, and one gopi pretended that she was sucking the breast of Putana. So here the question arises that, oh, how can this Vijataya Bhava enter into these leelas? No, like how can Putana ever enter within the gopis? And how can one gopi behave like Putana? Can that ever be acceptable that one gopi will behave like Putana and one more gopi will suck her breast? So there Gurudevi explains that Kavi Karnapur Goswami has mentioned that actually Yogamaya herself created one form of Putana there. Because no gopi can behave like Putana. Yogamaya herself manifested one form of Putana there. And similarly, when Krishna performed, when one gopi was performing this deal of dancing on Kaliya, lifting Giriraj, so which gopi can possibly act as Kaliya? Not possible. No, so Kaliya himself manifested there. And then it is said Krishna himself, he entered within the gopis and he himself started dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. And Krishna himself lifted Giriraj by entering on the bodies of one of the gopis. Similarly, when Nityan Prabhu was performing all his leelas with all his associates, like when all the, there were some leelas were like some of these demons appeared, the demons really appeared there. It's not that some of his associates became the demons. Now there's like one pastime where Lakshman was wounded by this, by Indrajit's weapon, and then they had to bring this Sanjeevani booty, these medicinal herbs, no, from this Gandhamadan mountain, and Hanuman was bringing it back, and then he came across this demon Kalnemi, and he fought with Kalnemi. So can any associate of Nityan Prabhu act as Kalnemi? Is it possible? Because Vijatiya Bhav. So therefore, Yogamaya herself created one form of Kalnemi. And then this Leela was performed there. Like Hanuman himself appeared within one associate of his, and this demon was delivered this way. So that was Avesh, so much absorbed that those leelas really took place, not just dramas. No, like dancing on Kaliya, all those leelas took place there. But now he had to leave Ekachakra Gram. So then when he left Ekachakra, he went everywhere with Lakshmipati Tirtha there, and visiting all these different pilgrimage places and making them holy, auspicious again. And then we hear that he met Madhavendra Puri also. So Madhavendra Puri is like his Siksha Guru, Nityananda Prabhu's Siksha Guru. They're actually God brothers, but Nityananda Prabhu considered him to be his Siksha Guru. So we know, Madhavendra Puri is like he's the first spout of Prem. Anyone who he would touch would become a Premi Bhakta. Like this Somariya Brahmin in Mathura, when Mahaprabhu came to Mathura, started dancing in ecstasy with him. He just touched him. So similarly, just by touching one person, that person becomes so empowered, then what can be said about the disciples of Madhavendra Puri? Like Ishwar Puri, Sukhanand Puri, Ranga Puri, Brahmanand Bharati, no, Keshavananda Puri. All these disciples have served him with their life and soul. So how much more he has empowered them. Even Advaita Acharya is Madhavendra Puri's disciple. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, all of them. No, even this Raghupati Upadhyaya also, who Mahaprabhu met at Arail Gram, he was also Madhavendra Puri's disciple. So Nityan Prabhu went there and he honored him with so much love, with so much respect. No, that's how you honor. No, you honor everyone. You honor your Diksha Guru, your Siksha Guru, your Paprasha Guru, your Bhajan Guru, everyone. No. Like one of the devotees learning these shlokas, no, like there, what does Raghunath Das Goswami say? No. So Guru Goste Goshtaleshu, Sujana Busuragane, Samantra Shinamni, Rajanga Yavat Danda Sharane, Saradana Hitta Kurum, Puramatitaram, Ay Santa Brata, Chatupi Raviyachi Tritapada. There, what does he say? Samantra Shinamni. And then there he says Guru Goste Goshtaleshu. Guru means the plural form. So one cannot even honor one's Diksha Guru and one's Siksha Guru, how will he even progress in bhajan? So Nityan Prabhu showed how to honor Madhavendra Puri there. And then he went to Ayodhya. And then he had darshan there and then he came to Jagannath Puri. So he came to Jagannath Puri, that Vrindavan Das Thakur says, he had darshan of who? He had darshan of Chaturvyuha, he says, Vrindavan Das Thakur. So what is the meaning of Chaturvyuha? Actually, he had darshan of Sankarshan, Anirudh, Pradyumna and Vasudev there. Because we say that there, Baladev, it's actually Mool Sankarshan who's present there in Jagannath Puri. No, because Subhadra is also there. No, but still, like there's that verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, no? Savar Jangam Nadeke Tar Murti, Sarvatrahoy Nija Ishtadevir Spurti. That one sees one's own Ishtadev in, and doesn't see the external forms. But still, it can be the opposite also. It does not just mean Stavar Jangam Nadeke Tar Murti. It can also mean Stavar Jangam Deke Tar Murti, Sarvatrahoy Nija Ishtadevir Spurti. It can also mean that any form they see, they only see the Ishtadev there. No. Like Radharani, when she is seeing this tamal tree in the clouds, she has only seen Krishna there. In the trees, in the clouds. No. And Mahaprabhu would see the ocean, he would think that was Yamuna. See, Charatpada, he was seen as Govardhan. Somewhere when Nityananda went there, Jagannath Puri, he did not see this, like, even though the Chaturvyuha were present there, he only saw Brajendranandan Shamsundar there. Just as Mahaprabhu saw him. And then we heard he came to Vrindavan, and there we heard how he heard this aerial voice that, oh, now your brother is born in Nadia now. And we heard that Leela yesterday also, no? That stone that Kansa used to break, to kill the children of Devaki and Vasudev. So this story, when he came to Navadvip, there Mahaprabhu, he had a dream. And he told all his devotees after they performed Sankirtan in Srivas Thakur's house, that I had a dream where one very effulgent personality who had one earring, because Baladev Prabhu, he has one earring, not two, one. And he was sitting on a chariot. And everywhere he was going, he was asking, where is Nimai's house? Where is Nimai's house? 14, 15 times. And then when I came here, immediately he looked at me and then we embraced each other, he said. So this personality is here now. All of you go look for him. So then Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, they went looking everywhere. They went to all those people who had previously criticized them so much. Everywhere they went, but they could not find him. And then we know that Nityananda Prabhu was hiding there in Nandanachari Bhavan, where Sarang Goswami Maharaj's mutt is now. There we know when Mahaprabhu went there, he told Srivas Thakur to recite this verse, no, this Bara Pedam Natavra Vapu Karnayo Karnikaram Bibradvasa Kanaka Kapisham Vajantim Chamalam Andran Veyanu Radharas Sudaya Purayan Kopa Vrindayar Vrindaranyam Sapada Ramanat Pravishad Gita Kirti. This is when the Gopas entering into the pasturing fields, they were describing Krishna's beauty. And then immediately Nityananda and Mahaprabhu embraced each other. And this was their first meeting. No, that's why they're called brothers. Not just because they were Krishna and Baladev, but because he's the Swarup of Mahaprabhu. No, yesterday we heard, no, that Mahaprabhu is Bhakta Roop and Nityananda is Bhakta Swarup. So the Roop and Swarup are non-different. So in this way, like they're non-different from each other in one form. So in this way, they embraced each other, and then, like we know, all these leelas happened then. Nityananda Prabhu riding on crocodiles and everything. And we heard also, no, the Srivas Thakur once, Mahaprabhu asked him that, oh, what if Nityananda is from another caste, but still you're keeping him inside your house? It's not proper. But then Srivas Thakur said, even if he goes to the house of a Yavani, Muslim lady's house, and even if the Yavani comes to my house, he says actually there in Chaitanya Bhagavat, a Yavani comes to my house and with Nityananda Prabhu and destroys the entire purity of my house, still Nityananda Prabhu, he is my Prabhu. And there is a truth, three times he said that. And Nityananda Mahaprabhu was so happy with him. And we heard also that once, Sachidevi, she had a dream where she told Nimai, that, oh, Nimai, you and Nityananda, both of you entered into the deity room and you started quarreling with my deities, Krishna and Baladev. Krishna and Baladev were saying that, oh, you don't know who we are. And Gauranitai was saying, you don't know who we are. And this way, Nityananda told me to give him some prasad. So then Mahaprabhu said, yes, this is not just a dream. This is true. This is a fact. So now you feed Nityananda. Then just as Kaushalya would feed Ram and Lakshman and Yashoda would feed Krishna and Baladev, in the same way, Sachidevi, she started feeding Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. And then we heard that leela also, that Malini Devi, once this pot of ghee had been stolen away by a crow. So Nityananda Prabhu, anyhow, he brought this pot of ghee back. So Malini Devi, she told Nityananda Prabhu, what is not possible for you? Previously, as Baladev, along with Krishna, you brought the dead son of your guru back. They brought the son of Sandipani Muni back, no? From Yamalok. And as Anantashesh, you carry millions of universes on your head. And as Lakshman, you defeated even Indrajit, who was otherwise unconquerable. So what is not possible for you, Malini Devi said. And once Mahaprabhu was with Lakshmi Priya Devi there in his house, then Yogpeet, and Nitanko, he came there. And Mahaprabhu, he took his own chadar and he covered him. And another time, Satchadevi, she gave like five sweets of sandesh to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu ate one and he threw four away over the wall. And Satchadevi said, "What are you doing now? No, I have no other sweets to offer to you." Then Nityananda Prabhu said, "Don't worry, I'll bring them back." And while he was still sitting there in the same place, she went back to the kitchen. She saw that those four sweets of sandesh were still there. And then she said, "What am I seeing? Is this a dream? What am I seeing?" Then immediately Nityananda Prabhu came, fell at the feet of Satchadevi, and he started crying. And in this way, we hear also that once Mahaprabhu, again Nityananda was walking naked. And then Mahaprabhu took his turban, which is tied like his cloth, and then covered him. And then Nityananda Prabhu's kaupin was torn into many pieces. And Mahaprabhu, he gave one piece each to all the devotees. And he said, "This is like a kavacha for every one of you. This Nityananda Prabhu's kaupin. You keep this like a kavacha for all of you." So in this way, we say all these different leelas happened there. No, even Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he only told few devotees. Chandrasekhar Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, not even Gadadhar Pandit, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur and others, not everyone. Because if he would have told the others, then they would have given up their lives and they would have died. Therefore, only told some, very few devotees. And then we hear all these different leelas also, that Nityananda Prabhu going everywhere. No, so now we're running out of time. So this way, Nityananda Prabhu, who is he? He's Sankarsana Kandada Shai, Garbhoda Shai, Japayobda Shai, Shesha Shesham Sakalisa, Nityanandakya Rama Sharanam Mamastu. No, Sarubdhanandar Goswami himself said that even this Karna of the Sai Vishnu, from whom all the Jivas manifest, Nityananda Prabhu is the source. Garbhodakshay Vishnu, from whose navel Brahma manifests and manifests, you know, creates the 14 planetary systems, he, Nityananda Prabhu, is his root. And Shiradakshay Vishnu, Paramatma, who is his root? Nityananda Prabhu's root. And who is Shesha? Shesha is who keeps all the animals on his hoods. Who is the source? Nityananda Prabhu is the source. The ones Vishwamitra and Vasishtha went to Anandashesh. And then Vishwamitra said, "Oh, what is the greatest form of austerity?" And then Anandashesh said, "Oh, anyone who can carry all these universes for in one moment, let me decide." And then Vishwamitra used all his austerities, the fruits of all his austerities, but he could not even, for one moment, he could not hold all the universes together. But then Vasishtha, very humbly, he said, "At one moment of sadhu sangha I offer." And then Anandashesh gave all the universes to him. And then anyhow, by the power of that one moment of sadhu sangha, all the universes were like balanced. So how fortunate we are. We're not just getting one moment of sadhu sangha. We're getting days, you know, months, years of sadhu sangha. No, not just one moment of sadhu sangha. No, so therefore how thankful we must be to the sadhus that they're giving us their association. So similarly, lastly, I'll just end with this. And we say that even those associates who Mahaprabhu was neglecting, how much mercy they got from Mahaprabhu because of Nityananda Prabhu. Prataparudra Maharaj, Mahaprabhu neglected him so many times, but Nityananda Prabhu said, "No, you must give them mercy." And then anyhow, Mahaprabhu gave his chadar to him. And then we say even Kala Krishnadas also, no, Mahaprabhu rejected him. But Nityananda Prabhu said, "No, you must accept him in your service again." Then he also was. And even Damodar Pandit, because of Nityananda Prabhu. And even Chota Haridas also. Mahaprabhu apparently rejected him, but Nityananda Prabhu never rejected him. He accepted him. Therefore, Mahaprabhu was bound to accept him. Therefore, even after Chota Haridas gave up his body, he was singing for Mahaprabhu. Because of who? Because of Nityananda Prabhu. So therefore, without Nityananda Prabhu, even Mahaprabhu's mercy cannot be known. So it's such a wonderful tithi yesterday. This tithi yesterday, if even one dedicates even a little time, just by saying Nitai Nitai, or even just by doing a little kirtan, then Nityananda Prabhu will be so happy. Bless him. Give him this ultimate auspiciousness. So today, Harai Pandit and Padmavati Devi are organizing this big feast and festival for the Vaishnavas. So we can only pray that these glories of Nityananda Prabhu, as spoken by the Vaishnavas, can, at least a drop, can manifest in our hearts. Ancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krivasin Vyavcha Vaitanam Bhavani Vyavishna Vyavunamu.
ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ಜಿಮಿರಂಜಸ್ಯ ಅಗ್ನಿರಂಜನ ಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಳಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯೈ ತದಾಲಯೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತದ್ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಸಸ್ತಂಗ್ ಅನ್ವರ್ಪಣಾಂ ತಾವಂತಾನ್ ಲೋಟಸೀತ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮರಾಧ ತಮ್ ಗುರುಪಾದ ಪದ್ಮ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೈರಾಂತ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗುರುಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಗುರುದೇವ್. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಲೇ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಸಸ್ತಂಗ್ ಅನ್ವರ್ಪಣಾಂ ತಾವಂತ್ ತಾನ್ ಲೋಟಸೀತ ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ರೂಪಾನುಗ ಗೌರಿಯ ಗುರುವರ್ಗ. And after my sastanga nandvarpanams and to all the sambhur Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis. We are very lucky, lucky to be here in the association of high-class Guru Vaishnavs, observing all these wonderful tithis. And now we have been observing Nityananda Trayodashi. And today is Harai Pandit Utsav, festival of Nityananda birth. Vaishnavs have raised the question, is that why is it that Nityanandapu, he did not distribute this Naam Prem? He came before Mahapu and went all over South India, all over India, everywhere. But why he didn't distribute the fruits of Prem to everyone? Even when Mahapu was ready to go to South India, then Nityananda told him, I know all the pathways everywhere. But Mahapu didn't take Nityananda with him. And rather he alone he went. So, and then Nityanandapu, just like an avadut, he's moving here and there. So what's the reason behind this? So praying to the Lotus Feet of Guru Pada Parana Vaishnava, try to respond to this question. And we know that just like Krishna, he is the ultimate Vishai Bhagavan, Vishai Vastu. And even though Baladev, he is also Vishnu Avata, Vishnu Tattva. He is Bhagavat Tattva. But he is in the mood of a sevak, a servant. Baladev is serving Krishna in all ways. He manifested the dham, all the paraphernalia, everything for Krishna seva. And whenever there's any dispute, then Baladev will never impose his will. We can see, especially in Krishna's Dwarakalila, Mahabharata, many times when Arjuna stole Subhadra, that time Baladev was very angry and Krishna gave some comment, oh, look who is driving the chariot. Arjuna is kidnapping Subhadra, Subhadra kidnapping Arjuna. Then Baladev understood, oh, this is Krishna's desire. So if you wanted this thing, why didn't you tell you before? Also when Bhima, he smashed Duryodhana's thighs, then Baladev came there and said, I'll kill you. You are you cheating? Then Krishna said, oh, why are you getting so angry? Where was your anger when they disrobed Draupadi? When they tried to burn them in the house of Lakh? When they tried to poison Bhima, where was your anger that time? Then Baladevi understood, oh, this is Krishna's desire. Then he didn't say anything, he left. In other words, he's always in the mood of serving Krishna, never imposing his will. He's always fulfilling all of Krishna's desires in everywhere. Just in the same way, Brajanda Nandana Jai Sachi Sula Hoito Sai Balaram Hoilo Nitai. Brajanda Nandana Shamasundar Krishna is Sachinandan Gaura Hari. And Balaram is Nitai, Nityanandapu. So Nityanandapu, he came first. And we know that before the Lord advents, then that time, his dham, his associates, everything are sent, they come before. And they arrange everything to make everything very perfect for the Lord's pastimes and service. But we should understand why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know that he had three desires: Radha, Krishna, Pranaya, Mahima, Kirdisho, Vana, Yaiva, Swadyo, Yena, Adbhutam, Madhurima, Kirdisho, Vamadiya, Saukhyam, Chasya, Mad, Anubhavata, Kirdisham, Veti, Loba, Tad, Bhavadya, Samajani, Sachi, Garbhav, Sindhu, Harindo. He came to raise and fulfill these three internal desires. This is his internal, primary internal reason. His secondary reason is what? Rag Marg Bhakti Loki Korite Pracharam. Distributing Rag Marg is external. It is a primary external reason, but still external. Means external means it's for others. Internal means it's for himself. So Mahaprabhu, he wanted to distribute this thing. But First and foremost, it was Mahabhu's desire to fulfill his three internal desires in answer to the calling of Advaita Acharya. And this he relished all the moods of Bishan Manu Nandini there in Navadip Dham, in the associates of his Parika doing Sankirtan Ras. After he had fulfilled all this desire, then he thought, now will be the time to also become absorbed in the moods of radical separation, and also through this mood of these separations, then this rag marg can be taught and distributed. Without Purva rag, how can there be meeting? If the sadhak has never met Krishna, first he will have to cry and weep. He will have to develop some sambandha, some separation. And then by that separation, all his obstacles, anartha, everything will be removed. Then he'll become purified. Like gold, if you put it into fire and you beat it, then it becomes pure. To get all the impurities out, you'll have to go through some process. That is separation. So therefore, Mahaprabhu, then he went to South India to meet with Rai Ramananda Rai. He didn't take Nityananda Prabhu with him. And there, when he went to South India, then he distributed prem to all over the South. And he planted the seeds there. But this is like something Mahaprabhu is doing. But in reality, it is only later that through Nityananda Prabhu that Mahaprabhu then distributed all the fruits of Braj Prem everywhere. Meanwhile, Nityananda Prabhu, he was waiting. When is my brother going to call me? He was wandering here and there. He went to Vrindavan. He was looking for Krishna. He was asking all the Gwaliyas, where is my Kanai? Is Kanai here? Kanai here? All he heard is Nai, Nai. No, he is not here. He is gone. He's taken birth in Navadip Dham. Then he came and he hid in the house of Nandana Acharya. Mahaprabhu saw a dream that a great personality and a great chariot had come to Navadip Dham. And then he ordered Haridas Thakur and Shivas Pandit, go find. Haridas Thakur is Brahma. Shivas Pandit is Narad. They searched everywhere, but they couldn't find. Therefore, it is said that Vinu Sada Sangha Vivekana Hoy Rama Kripa Vina Sulabana Roy. Without Bhagavan's mercy, you cannot achieve Guru. Guru Krishna Prasade by Bhakti Lata Bir. You have to receive the Lord's mercy, then you will get Sri Guru. Therefore, ultimately, Mahaprabhu, then he took them there, as we heard. Then this beautiful meeting of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda took place. Everyone began exclaiming, oh, this is like Ram and Lakshman. Oh, they are like Krishna and Baladev. They are like Krishna and Arjun. Like this, they began describing. There was a beautiful meeting took place. And then there in Navadip, these pastimes took place with Nityananda Prabhu. They relished Sankirtan Ras there. Then ultimately, Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He went to Puri. He went to South India everywhere. Then after when he came back, then one day he called Nityananda Prabhu. He said, if you become like a muni, you become like a rishi sitting one place silent, then how will the jivas of this age become any benefit? I have rather swantas, he says, Vrindavanadas Thakur in his Ashtakam, he said that Kuru Hari Hari Dwana Manisha. He said, if you, Nityananda requested his brother, oh, why don't you devise some means to deliver these jivas? Then Mahaprabhu, he thought, Nitai has a desire, and also this is my desire. Why Baladev Nityananda knows Mahaprabhu's desire? Rag marg bhakti loke korite prasan. This is necessary. How will the jivas attain this braj bhakti? Then Mahaprabhu said, don't be like a muni. Don't be sitting here. I want you to go to Bengal. I want you to go everywhere. And I want you to distribute this prem. Then, along with his Dwarasa Gopal, then he started walking, performing Sankirtan. And they became so maddened in Sankirtan. They would sometimes walk on the right path, and sometimes for 6 hours they would walk in the wrong direction. Then they would look, where are we? We don't know. They would ask, and they said, oh, you have gone the wrong way. Go back. Then they again start walking back in the right direction, but after a few minutes they again forget. Then they again go in the wrong direction. Then after 20 hours of going in the wrong direction, again they will ask. They say, oh, you are now 20 hours away from the Ganga, right path. Again laughing and smiling, then they would again correct their path. This way, they were moving. And whoever they met, then they would give them prem. Even small children, Nityananda would give them prem. And they went to Panihati. This is the place where Nityananda Prabhu ordered Raghunath Das Swami to distribute this Braj Rati. What is Rati Manjari? Who is going to distribute this Braj Rati? That is Rati Manjari Raghunath Das Swami. For 3 months, Nityananda Prabhu and his associates didn't eat anything, didn't drink anything. Day and night they performed Nam Sankirtan there, in Raghava Pandit's house. And there, the Nityananda's Abhishek was performed. Like yesterday we performed Abhishek. There they bought a beautiful Singhasan, sat him on there. With 1,000 pots of water and all special ingredients, they worshipped Nityananda Prabhu. Then Nityananda said, bring me a Kadamba flower garland. I said, but now it is not season. Why Kadamba only comes in the beginning of the rainy season, June, July? Then he said, no, go check. Then he went and he saw that there was this another tree. And on a lemon tree, Kadamba flowers were growing. Then they bought those flowers, made a garland of it to Nityananda. He was very, very happy. Then they could all smell the fragrance of Damanaka flowers. And then Nityananda was smiling. Can you smell something? And they said, yes. Where is that coming from? And he said, oh, Mahaprabhu is here. He's standing next to that tree and he's leaning and he's watching this Sankirtan, smiling. And the flower, and he's wearing a garland of Damanaka flowers. And then he said that through his glance, he just began distributing Gopi Prem. That Prem of the Gopis described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that was distributed by Nityananda Prabhu that time. Even small children, it said that Nityananda Prabhu gave them Prem. And they would also, for 1 month, they would not eat. They would run around here and there. The children began uprooting trees. They would jump off trees. They would go and they were doing all kinds of things. Sometimes Nityananda would tie the children, bind them, keep them next to him, so they wouldn't do any mischief. Sometimes he would let them run free. This way Nityananda was freely distributing this Braj Prem, this Gopi Prem to everyone. It is said these different parikars, like Garadhar Das, he was in the mood of a gopi, he put a pot on his head in a threefold bending form. He said, who will buy my yogurt? Who will buy my milk? That same Garadhar Das, there was one Qazi, he was very inimical. He went into the Qazi's house. The Qazi was so inimical, he would kill Hindus, he would destroy their caste. But when Garadhar Das came there, he was shouting in the night, where are you? Come out of your room. Qazi was so angry, he came out. But then when he saw Garadhar Das, he became completely shant, completely peaceful. And then he said, chant Hari. And then he said, I won't chant Hari. Tomorrow I'll chant Hari. Then Garadhar Das began dancing very wild. Oh, you have chanted Hari, you have chanted Hari. In this way, Abhinam Thakur and others, all the Dwarashakabhas are doing all extraordinary activities. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu, through his associates, they began distributing this Prem to everyone. Because it was Mahaprabhu's order. Therefore, this is called Anugatya. Our Mahaprabhu is the Bhajan Shiksha Guru of our Sampradaya. He is the ultimate Savior, the Savior Vastu. We are worshipping him. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. We're following his guidance, following his instructions. Without Mahaprabhu's permission, then how we can perform anything? Therefore, Mahaprabhu giving his instructions to Nityananda, Nityananda giving his instructions to his associates. This is how the parampara is running. One thing is, I'll do seva, I'll do this, I'll do that, but without the mercy and instructions of Guru and Vaishnava, then how would that seva ever be fruitful? Therefore, janma koti sukrita ina labhyate. Millions of births you can do bhakti, so-called bhakti. I am eating prasad, I am doing tulsi, darshan, harinam, this, that. But if you have no connection, you are not connected to Nityananda, not connected to Mahaprabhu, not connected to our Guru Varga, then this Krishna Bhakti Ras can never be attained. But there in Chaitanya Bhagavad, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Nityananda Prabhu, he was distributing this Prem Ras, this Krishna Ras through his glance. See how easily it is attained. Millions and millions of births of Sukriti, you jump over just by one glance of Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, it was Mahaprabhu's desire. Then Nityananda Prabhu distributed all these things at the right time when it was appropriate. Therefore, everything had its time and place. And Nityananda Prabhu, he is the first servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If anyone wants to serve Mahaprabhu, he'll have to serve through Nityananda Prabhu. If someone tries to serve Mahaprabhu without Nityananda Prabhu, then Mahaprabhu will never give them mercy. Rather, they will become destroyed. We've seen so many pastimes. Krishnadas Kaviraj's brother, Ramachandra Khan, he insulted Nityananda Prabhu. Anyone who didn't respect Nityananda Prabhu, then they were definitely finished. So, in this way, Nitai, it is said, anyone who chants the names of God Nitai, then Prem Bhakti will come searching for that person and he will enter into the heart of that person. Bhaktivinoda Thakur described this in his Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Therefore, one cannot worship God without Nitai, and one cannot worship Nitai without God. Therefore, these names together, we chant together, Nitai God. We serve these two brothers together. And ultimately, Panchatat Atmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktiyam Advaita Acharya Garadhar Pandit and Shivas Thakur. This Panchatattva, the absolute truth is manifested in these five features. Without their mercy, one cannot attain anything. Therefore, in the Gayatri Mantras, in the end of your Gayatri Mantra, you chant the Panchatattva Mantra. Why? Gurudev explained, because without their mercy, you cannot achieve any perfection. Nothing is possible without their mercy. Therefore, one will have to chant the Panchatattva Gayatri, the Panchatattva Mantra during your Gayatri. And after that, Harinam Mahamantra. Because in Kali Yuga, all angas of bhakti will never give fruit without, if it's not associated with Harinam. Even Lakshmipati Tirtha, the guru of Nityanandapur, he laid the foundation for Mahaprabhu's pastimes. He said that when he was in Pandarpur or this place, somewhere in the west, one day Lakshmipati Tirtha with all his disciples, he came, he met with Nityanandapur. All night, day and night, they performed Sankirtan and Harikatha. And they had confidential discussions. Then the next morning, Nityanandapur left, and Lakshmipati Tirtha, he entered into Samadhi that day. In other words, Lakshmipati Tirtha, all his sadhan, all his bhajan, everything he performed, the fruit was what? He met with Nityanandapur. Nityanandapur gave him this prema, this Nityananda, this eternal bliss. And immediately he entered into Samadhi. He entered into the eternal pastimes of the Lord. And then Madhavendrapuri and Nityanandapur, again they met. Many days they were discussing and embracing and experiencing all kinds of ecstatic symptoms. What happened, no one can, only Vrindavanas Thakur discussed, only they know what was discussed. And then we know, after that meeting, then by Madhavendrapuri's mercy, Ishwarapuripad. And from Ishwarapuripad, then Mahapu. And this way we can see this parampara is continuing. So Nityanandapur, he laid the foundation. He's distributing this Braj Prem. He's making everything ready. So when Mahaprabhu comes, everything will be very smooth, and then Mahaprabhu can fulfill all of his desires. Therefore, he is the first and foremost sevak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is fulfilling all of his desires. So praying to the lotus feet of Guru Pada Padma and the Vaishnavas, we may always remain under their shelter, and that this our nishtha and our prem for Panchatattva Nityananda may also enter into our heart. Vancha kalpata rupyasya kipasindu bevaja paddhanam bhavani vaishnavindu namah.
Giving all, Prabhuji. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God, Timirandasya, Gyananjana Shalakaya, Chakshur, Militam, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu vyaiva cha patita nam pavanivyo vaishnavivyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, First of all, I offer my sister's tongue and Lord pronounce unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj Storupanuga Guru Varga and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Merciful Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, they have made it so that all these variable, very important tattvas are now being churned and in form of ishtagoshti. Now they're giving all these questions. I don't know anything, but they're asking. So it's also them who will answer this. So I'm just some like puppet, like they're pretending to ask. And but okay. So one question is, if Nityananda Prabhu giving everything, what is Mahaprabhu giving then? And is Nityananda Prabhu giving only Madhurya Rasa? Because we mentioned he's giving this Gopi Prem. Is he not giving also Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, like this, the other rasas? So now, first, very important to answer this, then we have to look at Nityananda Tattva. Nityananda is Baladev Tattva. And when we talk about Baladev Tattva, meaning the predominating deity of Sandini Shakti, the very principle of this existence. He's the very first manifestation of Krishna, and therefore everything else exists because of him. So Krishna would not even have a dham. He would not even have any associates in Vrindavan, if not for Baladev Prabhu. So in the same way, now another prakosht, another another sequel to the pastime of Krishna is Mahaprabhu pastime. In Krishna Lila, Krishna just wants to show, I am so lovable, I am very sweet. And you can love me like in all these different like mellows of love, like this. And Baladev is there providing all facilities for that to happen. So there's all the different associates, they're all coming from Baladev, even Nanda Baba, all the sakas, like all the trees, everything, except the Kayavyuha gopis of Srimati Radharani. But even some gopis are coming from Baladev Prabhu. Ananga Manjari, the main Manjari, like she's coming from Baladev Prabhu. I mean, she's Baladev. So now in the sequel, now in another pastime of Bhagavan himself, now wanting in that like mellows of generosity, you know, like this Audarya Lila, then Krishna now is Mahaprabhu and relishing the moods of Srimati Radharani. So then Baladev is again there. But that place would not exist without Baladev Prabhu. First, there's Navadvip Dham. Where's Navadvip Dham coming from? Baladev Prabhu. So all the nine islands, all coming from Baladev Prabhu. All the different associates, actually, they're all coming from Baladev Prabhu. And now, especially when this pastime coming into this world, then the jivas in this world will now, like very generously, be allowed, or even by force, even if they don't want, you know, like then they get the chance to enter into this Navadvip, to have this chance to relish this gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, if we say Lord Nityananda doing everything, then what is Mahaprabhu doing? Well, just like there's Shakti, Shakti Mata Raved, there's no Shakti if not for Shaktiman. Of course, Baladev is not Shakti. Baladev is Shaktiman. Now, it is said that everything is done by Shakti even. Now, Shaktiman is not doing anything. They may said, like in Jaiva Dharma, he said that everything is done by Shakti. So then what is the role, what is the work of Shakti, Shaktiman? So the Shaktiman is... He has all the desire. The desire is coming from Shaktiman. And he's Swaicha and Swatantra. He's fully independent. The Shakti only follows the desire of Shaktiman. Now, with Baladev, he is Shaktiman, but his mood actually is like Shakti. That's why he's Bhagavan himself, but his mood is I am Sevak. And in this way, Bhagavan is showing the example of how it is to serve. That's why he is Akanda Guru Tattva. He's the very first principle, he's the complete principle of Guru, teaching the Jivas how to serve. So, it is said that now, for all the Jivas, like conditioned Jivas, like me, I'm conditioned Jiva. I don't know, you may not be a conditioned Jiva, I cannot tell, but for the conditioned Jivas, we have our very specific, like, swarup. And it's not like the same for everyone. Some may have rati in Madhurya, and some may have dasya rati, or like any of the like five ratis. So this rati is like a container. According to your container, then you're able to accept like water. So if you have this dasya rati, then you can relish dasya rasa. When later on, when you attain prem, and this rati will be mixed with all the other ingredients, then you'll be able to relish this mellows of prem. But now, in either dasya rasa, sakya rasa, vatsalya, or madhuya rasa. So when we talk about Nityananda Prabhu, it is said that he is the very personification of this this prem rasa, of like all this rasa. Why? Because he's serving in all of this. And therefore, to all the jivas, according to your rati, then easily he can give you because he is the predominating shakti, a predominating deity of Sandini potency, the support, the adhara. So he can give you existence, a real existence, really. And our real existence is in that world. So he can give you your spot there. Like right now, we're able to sit here because there's space. So like previously, Prabhupada was asking, why Lord Nityananda, before Mahaprabhu appeared, he not distributing this prem? Like, and when later, he was not even allowed by Mahaprabhu to come with him. Now, whatever the reason for that, that's because Lord Nityananda has his services. When Mahaprabhu left, who will be there to like take care of the other associates of Mahaprabhu in Puri? And before Mahaprabhu came, actually Lord Nityananda was preparing everything, like all the different places. He's preparing. Like before Krishna came, Baladev came in the womb of Devaki. And then Krishna could come. So he's always there. He comes first and preparing the platform. So in Mahaprabhu Lila, many things are like mystery, very secret. Because Mahaprabhu, very secret avatar, Lord Nityananda, very secret, and therefore many things is difficult to understand. But by mercy of the Vaishnavas, then we are able to get some understanding. So Lord Nityananda, when we hear these pastimes, he's distributing prem. Then that's according to the rati of like every like jivas who are there. Some are actually nitya siddhas, so they're already perfected. But some are just like recipient of the mercy of the panchatattva. And like as has been mentioned, this is Lord Nityananda's mercy. He goes to that place where prema is not distributed. And then he distributes this. That's why you look, he's being criticized. Why he stays with sudras? Why he stays with all these like so-called materialistic goldsmith, this business people like this, tax collectors like this. But all he does really is he's distributing to them this prema. So in what way, like we just heard very easily, even from childhood, just making them absorb in the pastimes of Krishna. Through all these different leelas, they're doing some drama like this. But later on, by kirtan, just by kirtan, then everyone just become absorbed. Just even by looking at Lord Nityananda, immediately they become absorbed in Braj Leela. They sing, some people who are not envious, then they become absorbed. Oh, they're seeing like Baladev, or like Cowherd Boys, and with all his associates, then they become reminded of Braj. But those who are envious, or those who have that mood that, oh, I am devotee, and then they cannot reconcile, and they see, what kind of person is this? So then they criticize Lord Nityananda. So this Lord Nityananda, he is giving according to the Jiva's Rati, and all the rasa, he's capable of giving, like this. Even Madhurya rasa. Panchakalpatru yashakipaha sindhu veva cha patitanam pavani vaishnava.
Gyanatimirandhasya gnanjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave nama vancha kalpatruvasya kripa sindhu bhaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Nama Vadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaurottise Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Srijivi Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gusai Kai Charanabandhan Jahoite Vignana Savista Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Anantakuti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaurhari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Astuva Sanjeev ki jai, Bhakta Vigna Vinasan Karne Shingadev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishwavata Giriraj Govardhan Jiu ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiu ki jai, Jai Brajamandal Dham ki jai, Brajavasi Bhakta Vinda ki jai, Brajasthari Madhishthari Pranasthari Shimata Dharani ki jai, Brajdevigan ki jai, Jai Harai Pandit Padmavati Devi ki jai, Nitai Janmotsav ki jai, Jai Utsav Paranakari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Samaved Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. Now is, today is Harai Pandit arranging this festival. Before hearing, Koshyapaditi is near Bhamanti appears, then is Narad Rishi over world inviting. And festival time. I also Krishna born in then Nandosav, not Krishna Utsav, Nandosav. Tell Nandosav. Now no Krishna Janmotsav. Krishna birthday no. Tell Nandosav, Nandos festival. No Krishna Arangi festival. Nanda Maharaj Arangi festival. So this festival time, everybody came and Nandava, everybody's. Distributing this this food, meaning this Braja Prem, Braja Bhakti, love and affection. He has a lot of love for God, then he is distributing everything. Also same Harai Pandit Padmavati Devi, there is arranging this program, this feast. They are invited all Brahmanda, everywhere. All are came. Nitai Darshan and Hare Pandit, this program feast. Feast means only food stuff, not eating and cloth distributing medicine. Yeah, some flower, chandan, this much. No, glorification. Nice, sweet, Nitai's glorification everywhere. Only just now Nitai is born, and then now nice festival, all are glorifying Nitai. Harai Pandit looking, group by group coming, they are doing kirtan, and they are Nitai. Many, many nice, nice kirtan. You are looking Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere any incarnation, a god is came, then all are praying and stop stuti. All demigods, Brahma, Shiva, everybody doing. But Nityananda Prabhu appears, then what happened? Everybody doing kirtan. What kirtan? All Nityananda Ram, Anandara Dham. Oh, all are coming and Harai Pandit, everybody respecting. And everybody is near is praying and requesting bless for Nityananda Prabhu's future for. Also, they are giving presentation, they are taking prasadam, each other is doing kirtan and glorifying, very big festival. So, here is telling this festival time, all are coming, this other the Brahmanda too also, they are waiting when Nityananda Prabhu mercifully, he is giving us, accepting us. Otherwise, nobody accepting us, then all are orphan. Who is taking our responsibility? This world? Who is kind? Only the Sandini Shakti, Sat Sandini, only Sat. Means all are possible, he is giving shelter. And all, anybody came, no come, he is accepting all. He has this capacity. Like his incarnation, Guru Bhargava. Going everywhere, any girls, boys, old, child, anybody, they are looking, meeting, they are accepting. And accepting forever, not like joke and drama. Like you going any this dormitory hall, you are going any guest house, you are hotel and restaurant, you have money, you have wealth, then possible you are staying one night, two night, eating, feeding, and as a choice you taking. Whatever your wealth, this money is finished, wealth is finished, then they kicking you. They are not giving more. You serving, everything doing, but they say, no allow you. Get out from here. And no going, then beating, put in jail. So this Mayadevi's world also, everybody is come. So-called parents, so-called brother, so-called sister, so-called all family members. They tell you are mine. Okay, I am your? Yes. How much love and affection. Later, you are now young, and then you are not serving them, you are not helping them, mostly you are not making wealth and money, and enjoy for joyful foods, all things not you giving, not arranging, then useless, get out, no more relation. Nobody like, but demigods and Brahmaloka, Brahma, Rishi Maharshi, they understand. Demigods are also like this, not accepting anybody. Sadhavo Dinavas, ছায়ব কর্মসচিবা সাধব দীনবৎসলা ভজন্তি দে যথা দেবান দেব অবিতথৈবতান। হ্যাঁ, ছায়ব কর্মসচিবা সাধব দীনবৎসলা টেলিং দি ডেমিগডস আর ইউ ওয়ার্শিপিং অ্যান্ড প্রেজেন্টেশন গিভিং দেন ডেমিগডস আর ভেরি হ্যাপি, আই এম হেল্পিং ইন ইউ, বাট ওয়ান ডে নন্দবাবা নট ওয়ার্শিপিং দেন অ্যাটাকিং ডিস্ট্রয়িং কিলিং দেন হু ইজ কাইন্ড ফর আস অল সেলফিশ। হ্যাঁ, দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড নট অনলি এভরিওয়ার অল সেলফিশ পিপল, অনলি দিস ডেমিগডস আর অলসো ইচ আদার লুকিং হোয়াট টেলিং ও তেতম ভুক্তা স্বর্গলোকম ক্ষীণপুণ্য বিশন্তি গতাগতম। হ্যাঁ, ইউ হ্যাভ পাইস দেন ইউ গোয়িং স্বর্গলোক, আফটার পাইস ফিনিশ কেকিং ইউ এভরিওয়ার দি সেলফিশ, নোবডি গিভ মি শেল্টার, নাও অল আর কামিং অল আর হোয়াট রিকোয়েস্টিং ও নিতাই, হ্যাঁ হারাই পণ্ডিত পদ্মাবতী দেবী প্লিজ গিভ আস শেল্টার, ওয়াই নিতাই নেভার রিজেক্টিং, নিতাই নট লুকিং ফলস অ্যান্ড গিল্টিস, নিতাই নট কিকিং এনিবডি, নিতাই অল টাইম পিউরিফাইং হেল্পিং বাই লাভ অ্যান্ড অ্যাফেকশন, হি ইজ নট সেলফিশ, হি হ্যাজ নো নিড এনিথিং। তো নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু দিস ফেস্টিভ্যাল টাইম, হ্যাঁ দিস অল আর কামিং অ্যান্ড ট্রাই টু মিটিং উইথ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু ফর এভার টুক শেল্টার অ্যান্ড ট্রাই। তো নাও নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু মহাপুরুষ বিফোর হি ইজ নট ইন্ডিপেন্ডেন্টলি হি নট ডিস্ট্রিবিউটিং দিস নাম প্রেম, হি ইজ গোয়িং এভরিওয়্যার, হি লুকিং মিটিং উইথ অল আর ক্লিনিং পিউরিফাইং অ্যান্ড গিভিং দিস, হ্যাঁ সৎ সন্ধিনী শক্তি, হ্যাঁ মিনিংস লাইক নাইস গার্ডেন নাইস পার্ক নাইস বাংলো এভরিথিং অ্যারেঞ্জিং, ওয়াই নাও ইজ কিং কামিং এম্পেরর কামিং সম্রাট কামিং, ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ার্স থিঙ্কিং অ্যাবাউট গুরু, হ্যাঁ অ্যান্ড গুরু থিঙ্ক অ্যাবাউট গড কৃষ্ণ লর্ড, হি নো মহাপ্রভু কামিং দেন মহাপ্রভু গোয়িং এভরিওয়ার দেন মহাপ্রভু হেল্পিং এভরিবডি অল জীবস, দেন নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু এভরিওয়ার গোয়িং অ্যান্ড কর্ম জ্ঞান যোগ টু মিস মেকিং ডিট্যাচ অ্যান্ড রিমুভ মেনি থিংস, হ্যাঁ হি ইজ আন্টিল ব্রজধাম এভরিওয়ার হি ইজ মুভিং, বাট হি ইজ দ্যাট টাইম হি নট স্টার্টিং দিস কীর্তন, হি নট গিভিং এনিবডি অ্যাডভাইস, হি ইজ অনলি গোয়িং লুকিং, হি ইজ অলসো মিটিং উইথ ইন দিস সামবডি টেলিং বিদ্যাপতি চণ্ডীদাস, হি ইজ মিটিং উইথ ইন দিস মাধবেন্দ্রপুরী অ্যান্ড ডিসকাসিং উইথ দেম, হ্যাঁ অলসো লক্ষ্মীপতি তীর্থ উইথ ইস হি ইজ লং টাইম, দেন অল দিস রঙ্গপুরী অ্যান্ড দিস কেশবপুরী মেনি মাধবেন্দ্রপুরী ডিসাইপেলস উইথ ইস হিজ মিটিং অলসো মধ্য সম্প্রদায় এভরিওয়ার গোয়িং, মহাপ্রভু আর গোয়িং বাট নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু নট আর গোয়িং, অনলি নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু লুকিং বৌদ্ধ যার ডুইং ধ্যান, হ্যাঁ দেন হি ইজ গোয়িং অ্যান্ড কিকিং অল উইথ ইন ফিট কিকিং কিকিং বৌদ্ধ যার রানিং রানিং হেয়ার, হ্যাঁ হি ইজ মিটিং ইন জৈনি লুকিং জৈনি ইজ আর ভেরি হার্ড দে হ্যাভ নো কাইন্ডনেস, হ্যাঁ দে আর বডিজ ফর অলসো নট গিভিং ওয়াটার অ্যান্ড ফুড গোয়িং ইন সাইড ইস কেব অ্যান্ড ফাস্টিং 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 আফটার ডাইং, হ্যাঁ দেন দে থিঙ্কিং আই এম গেটিং লিবারেশন। তো নিত্যানন্দ গোয়িং এভরিওয়ার অল আর নেচার ইজ ইজ চেঞ্জিং, হ্যাঁ অ্যান্ড দেন মহাপ্রভু কামিং দেন মহাপ্রভু হেল্পিং দেয়ার ফর ইজ ওয়েটিং, বাট আদার সাইড নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু হি ইজ, হ্যাঁ বাৎসল্য দাস্য সখ্য মধুর ইন এভরি রস হি ইজ ফলোয়ার্স ফর ফলোয়িং ফর গিভিং দিস গ্রিড অ্যান্ড ইগো অ্যান্ড ডিজায়ার, হ্যাঁ বাট মহাপ্রভু দেন ইজ লুকিং ও দে আর ফলোয়িং Then Mahaprabhu, what doing? His followers for Mahaprabhu then? Accepting, yes, right, proper. Before Mahaprabhu, then nobody telling. Meanings, proper meaning, continue, how will be. Otherwise, not possible. Nityanandaro Guru, he is giving mantra. He is giving all chance you follow. Like parents are sending school. You come school, your class following. After you following, you are trained, then what giving? Eternal service. Like this world also, any qualified persons trained, then is any company giving job, service. He will be scientist, he will be engineer, some qualification coming and then accepting. So now Nityanandaro, everybody is making qualified, hard working, his labor all. Therefore Mahaprabhu sending Nityanandaro, Haridas Thakur, you go everywhere, you helping, you meaning teaching, giving, making training, and then making trained, and after I am giving them permanent, I am accepting them and permanent service giving, and I am giving all things. But existence, Swarup Satta, Swarup Siddhi, they are co-giving, Nityanandaro giving. And jivas or greed giving, desire giving, but jiva then practicing. And Mahaprabhu, like looking Nityanandaro with his big kirtan, then kirtanya parisam jane gora raya. Mahaprabhu looking big kirtan, month to month they're doing kirtan, Mahaprabhu coming and looking distance to, and all are giving shakti. Then all eating, the fasting, Mahaprabhu, everybody is feeding. They are not weak and hopeless. So Nityanandaro is for giving this responsibility. So Nityanandaro, this, starting his Jagannath Puri after, before Navadvip Dham, Mahaprabhu sending house to house, village to village, going for, but after Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Puri too, giving him strong order. Now you go. I am now Jagannath Puri, you go. And sometime coming and meeting with me. Otherwise, sometime I am going, I am meeting with you. I am going. Mahaprabhu promise. Then he say, I am alone. What doing? Say, no, you are not alone. You start journey, then all are with you coming. Then he is starting this journey from the Odisha, Puri. Then one by one, they are too following his footstep. All village, town, everywhere, distributing this bhakti, Brahma bhakti. And after, his came his Navadvip Dham. He sometimes staying within Swachimata, pacify Swachimata, and all bhaktas. Santipur, sometime Sivas Pandit house, Kumar Hatta, but after his, until Akshakra, he is everywhere going and preaching. That time, this flood, someone telling, he not giving this Manjari Bhavya, not giving this Gopi Prem, but he is in Naresh Sarkar Thakur with his Sikanda, starting this kirtan. Then 1 month kirtan after, day and night, Nityanandaro telling, I need this honey, Madhumati Sakhi. And say, I need honey. Then Naresh Sarkar, 108 pots, only ponds water is bringing and giving. Nityanandaro all drinking. All drinking, and all bhaktas are drinking, looking, this is not water. This is more than honey, very tasteful. So this, he is within everybody. Paramahansa Das, like his Nityanandaro is with many others. This Gadadhar Das, Hodu Krishna Das, how many? Min Niketan Ram Das, Abhiram Thakur, Sundaranda Thakur, Uddharanda Thakur, many bhaktas. He is Dasarasa bhaktas, he is teaching and giving training. Sakyarasa bhaktas, he is teaching and training, giving. Vasalarasa, he is giving and training. After Madhurasa Singarasa also. After Mahaprabhu accepting everybody. All are complete year after the coming Jagannath Puri. 4 months staying Mahaprabhu's near. Then Mahaprabhu giving all our own real identity and service. Before, first platform making everything Nityananda Prabhu. So today is his festival. Today, nice program. Everywhere, over the world, also this, all Brahmanda, this festival. All are worshipping Nityananda Prabhu. Now tomorrow, this Narottam Thakur disappears, appears. So also this Maghi Purnima, this called this Kumbh Mela, 1 month, this is stop, 1 month for. After this Vasanta Utsav festival, Vasanta Panchami to starting, then until Holi, this is running. But Vasanta Utsav, many program tomorrow, Madhur Utsav. So tomorrow, next hearing, Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari. Dharo.
Parama karuna pahudui jana nitai gora chanda parama karuna nitai gora chanda sabaya bata sara shiromani kevalaya ananda kanda sara shiromani Bhaja bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudridha Vishwasa Kori Vishaya Chariya Seira Seimajiya Mukhe bolo hari hari Adai kori bhai Tribhuvane nai Mana doyal data Pashu paki jare pashana vidare pashana vidare pashu paki jare pashana vidare pashu paki jare pashana vidare shuni jar guna gatha Gatha Pashupati Jure Pashana Vidare Se pare na hilaya sha Apan karma bunjai shamana Kahai lo chana dasa Bunjaye samana Kahai lo chana dasa Aparamo karuna Pahudu hi jana Nitai gora chana Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.